Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Ed. I'm...
Hello?
Hey, Nicole?
Yes. Nicole? Yes.
Hey, my name's Adam Gutline. I applied for, I got an offer in the mail for a business line of credit.
Okay.
And then I was told to contact you when I went online.
Oh, okay, perfect. Let me pull your information up. Give me one sec.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. And this is for ATX Dental Group,
yep.
PLLC. Okay, perfect. And let's see. So you were interested in getting working capital for the business?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, perfect. And what does the business do, and what were you looking to get the funds for?
I'm a dentist, and okay. The dental office that opened 5 months ago.
Oh, okay.
The PLLC has been around for like a year and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you know, we had to build out retail space, so that's why we only opened 5 months ago. But
okay.
I need money to hire more employees and for marketing.
Okay. So if we looked up, say, the Secretary of State, it'll show about a year in business?
Yeah. It'll show
okay.
a year and 3 months. I think it was established in March 2015.
Okay. Perfect. And so you're looking for funding to bring on additional staff? Okay.
And just cover some more marketing expenses.
Okay.
That we have. We're trying to ramp up marketing more.
Perfect. And how's everything?
Yeah, I can send. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, how's everything going so far?
It's good. It's good. Every month,
good.
It increases more and more.
Okay.
So we produced, I guess last month we produced like $40,000, and this month we're
awesome.
On track to produce like $55,000. The
okay.
problem is that the insurance checks are very slow to roll in.
Yeah.
So our collection. So that's why I'm in this little bit of a kind of gap here. And my practice also opened 4 months late, so I extinguished all the working capital that I had from my practice loan. I
okay.
guess the good news or what I heard was that my receivables are not attached to for collateral, only my equipment from my practice loan. So I don't know. That's
okay.
something you might want to consider.
Right now, we're pretty familiar with the insurance and the medical industry and the delay in payment, so very familiar with that. But what would we see, say, the past 4 or 5 months in terms of what we see in the actual bank account? What do the bank statements show for gross revenue on average?
I can send you them if you want. I don't actually know what they show.
Okay.
It's every month. That, every month is different.
That's what we're gonna base the approval on. Is what
okay.
we're seeing in terms of revenue for what you're doing, in the banks. So what we see in the bank statements is what we'll lend against. We usually will lend about 10-15% of your yearly gross revenue. So since you haven't been in business a full year, because we'll usually look at a tax return and bank statements, we would just focus on your bank statements. So,
can I send that to you on the phone right now? I have.
Yeah. Sure.
Just get it over with, and then you can kind of let me know what the deal is.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Let's see. So, is it that email with your,
yes. Yes. Should be just Nicole@bankofcardiff.com.
Okay, I got it. And let's see here. Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm
no
almost
problem.
There.
No problem.
Okay. Do you guys make, when do you make a decision? Like, are you you sent to the underwriter, or how does that work? Does it take like a few days or?
We can usually have, no, we can usually have a decision within a day.
Oh, wow.
And I would say there's, your industry is actually favorable. So there's
I got a loan pretty easily.
There's some industries that are restricted, but yours is a good one, so that's always positive.
It's taking a while to download this. I'll just send it to you, unless you need more information from me.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, you know, in a nutshell, just how everything works and then what we need to issue an actual approval. The fact that, because I probably have to, we usually ask for 6 months of banks. I have some programs that only require 4. And because we can show the Secretary of State showing a year, that's good as well, because we usually want 1 year in business. So I think we can get away with that. But typically, again, it'll be close to what you're doing per month is what we can approve you for. It'll be an unsecured loan, so we don't ask for assets or collateral. And we would, it's a business loan as well, so it's not going to go on your personal credit. And so we'll approve you for the max amount, and then we'll approve you also for the longest term, but you can choose the term you would like. And the terms usually will range from 3 months out to a couple of years, and anywhere in between, especially for a first-time client. So it's kind of what we see in terms of approvals. In terms of payback, it's really just going to depend on the strength of the bank statements, the industry, credit. So those are kind of the things that we look at.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know how your personal credit is right now?
Yeah, it's pretty. I have a lot of debt. It's probably like a 640 credit score.
Okay.
But no delinquencies.
That's
right
fine.
Now.
Okay. Just a lot of open accounts.
It's a lot of, well, with maxed out credit cards, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
Okay. We'll usually see, because this is an unsecured loan, so we don't have any collateral to hang on to, you know, like your equipment loan. We do equipment financing as well. So those loans will always have a lower rate or payback. So these will be a little bit higher. They'll start at about 10 cents on the dollar and go up from there. It'll depend on the loan you pick and that sort of thing, but the interest you can write off on your taxes. And then most of the loans you can pay off early and get a discount as well. Or you can renew them halfway through if it's working out well for you and get additional funding. So there's a lot of flexibility.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
But do you want me to email you exactly what I need to issue the approval? Okay.
That's
so
great.
For you, it would just be 5 or 6 months of the bank statements, and then I'll send you a one-page application, and that'll be it.
Okay, cool. All right. I will. Do you have my email and everything in front of you?
I do. I have dradam@atxfamilydental.com.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to send you over these bank statements now. I just got them.
Okay.
Good.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right. I hope this works. We'll see.
Yeah. How's the weather in Austin today?
It's very hot.
Is it hot?
California?
Yes.
Oh, you guys are so lucky.
We're in California. Have you always been in Austin, or?
No. I moved from Florida here. I love
it.
Oh,
okay.
It's great. The culture is great here. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah. I went out there about a year or so ago. It was really fun. Yeah, I loved it. It's great.
But I always dreamed of moving to California, so.
Oh.
You're very lucky. The weather.
You can open up a second office.
Well, the market's saturated, and it's really hard to start a small business in California. So
yeah.
There's, like, no state income tax here. It's an incredible job, like, market in terms of people moving here. So there's a tremendous amount of new patients that I get.
It's so great for businesses there.
Yeah.
And buying homes as well. What's that?
Where are you in California?
Oh, our main corporate office is in San Diego.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's pretty nice. But
I bet. Like the
I like where you are, too, though.
You do? Well, I like where you are. I guess you should switch.
Yeah.
I think you just got my email. Just check if you have that with the bank statement.
I do see it here, yes.
Okay, cool. Make sure you can open all of them, and then, I don't know.
Okay.
I want to get this done pretty quickly. I'm trying to get a small, like, an SBA loan, but it's forever.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping to get this over with. I don't really know the interest rate. I'm sure it'll be a little high, but we'll see.
Yeah. So I'm just looking right now. August looks really good. I think I know what I think I could get this to work for you.
It could work. Oh, my gosh. Get it to work.
I'm having a good feeling here. Let me see.
Get good vibes out of this. I'm a good person. I'm a dentist.
Yeah.
This should work, right? I mean,
yeah. Do you have an amount you're looking for, ideally? Like, what would be just an amount?
What would be heaven would be 150, but I don't know if that'll happen.
I don't see 150. Like,
what's big in your crystal ball?
I'm thinking, I mean, you could maybe get, like, 80,000, possibly.
That'd be cool.
Maybe right around there. If I can get you in this one program, it typically will approve higher loan amounts than in other programs, and your industry is favorable. So as long as the one-year time in business checks out, you should be fine. That's kind of the key with everything is, like, one-year time in business. So, yeah, that's
so you can, and they, like, it's legit in terms of, like, you go to our website and all that. I mean, this is, like, a real thing.
Okay.
So we're on right in the middle of town.
All right. And then when did you want the funds, like, next week would work?
Yeah, of course. Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Week would be fine. You get me $80,000 next week, I'll be thrilled.
Yeah, I mean, if you get approved in this today, I just need the application back. I could possibly fund on Monday.
So let's get the, let me give you the approved. You sent me the application already?
I'm going to send it to you right now.
Okay, I'll just do it right now and send it back and then.
Perfect.
The interest rate is not like above, like what is usually the interest rate?
So you're going to see, okay, you won't see an APR or interest rate. And you'll see a factor rate that we use, and that's because some of the loans are not even 1 year long. So what we will tell you is exactly how much you'll pay back on the loan. So it can range from, say, if you had $100,000, principal and interest could be $110,000 to, you know, $125,000 and anywhere in between. So it'll really depend on the term you choose. Usually the longer the term, the more you pay back in interest, which is like most loans out there, but you can write it off. You could pay it off early. This particular loan, you could pay it off. If you paid off early, you get 25% off any remaining interest. And if you renewed it on this particular loan I'm thinking of, if you did a renewal, we would waive 100% of any remaining interest.
Okay.
So there's a lot of
incentives. What kind of payment terms, like what is it, like 9 months or something? Because I've seen some of these crazy ones are like 9 months, 12 months.
No.
Like.
We have programs that go out to a couple of years.
Okay.
So I'm thinking you'll get approved between maybe 12 to 15 months, maybe 18. And that's only because of the time in business.
Okay.
I don't think you'll get approved for the two-year loan on the first.
Is this where it gets deducted daily kind of thing?
We have monthly, weekly, and daily. So if you get approved for all of them, then we give you the option.
Gotcha.
We also give you the option on what term length you want. Some people, it just needs something to hold them over until they get paid on, you know, for insurance or a large project, so they only want a six-month term. Some people have, you know, long-term goals or things they're working on, they want the longest term. So once we get the approval, we can compare different options for you and see what's going to make the most sense.
All right.
I don't see anything from you yet in my email.
Oh, I didn't send it yet. Sorry.
Oh, okay, good. Well, that's good.
Okay. Give me
all
about
right,
2 minutes,
like
and I'll send this over to you. Okay. All
right.
So give me a second. I'll send it over.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.